Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Those Darn Guys Who Happen to Be Therapists. I'm psychologist and e-therapist Dr. Jim Weaver, along with David Sanford, calling in from Mexico today. Hughes Kraft will not be with us, and we won't have our regular feature of Dr. Mark Kiefner with A Minute on the Mind, because we've got exciting guests with us today. Cedric Spire and Michelle Manny of Warren Chappelle FGI. They have an exciting e-therapy program an EAP, part of an EAP, and it's very exciting, and I'm looking very much forward to talking to them this morning about their program. Unfortunately, at the moment, I'm having technical difficulties in terms of getting the site up, and I can't turn on their microphones. So we'll see if we can get that cleared up in just a minute and see what we can do. Let me just say a few things about EAP and e-therapy. This is a program where people can access the program and get a response by email exchanges. I've been a part of this program for a while, not presently, but very much enjoyed it, very exciting, and I'm very excited to talk about that with our guest this morning. Unfortunately, I can't get the Blog Talk Radio to respond here, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll keep talking here until I see if I can get it. I hope everybody will hold on and see where we go from there. Been having some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio lately, so talk to them about that. The other thing I want to talk to Cedric Spire and Michelle Manny about is some of the research that they've done on this program that they have, because I think there's some exciting data that they've been able to retrieve. I think we're going to be up here in just a minute. Sorry about these technical difficulties. Sometimes that happens with technology, and hopefully we'll be up and going here in just a moment. Hang in this, and be sure and call in with any questions or comments. If you've actually participated in this program, that would be really interesting to hear your feedback. So the number to call in, if you're listening, you probably already called in. It's 347-677-1667. Just fooling around here with the technology and trying to get up and going here. I think this. I'm not sure how long this program has been going on, but we'll be talking to them in just a minute about that. So we'll see here. I think we're getting close. Also, by the way, you can, if you go to darnguys.com, you'll see that there's a chat there. You can type in your questions at the chat. Again, my apologies for a very rocky and slow start here this morning. It's supposedly loading my switchboard. We'll see. But as soon as it does, we'll be able to open the microphones here. Very, very slow loading this morning. Not sure what's happening at Blog Talk Radio. But I think it'd be worth your while to hang in there because I think we'll have a very exciting show. As soon as this switchboard loads, it tells me it's loading. We will see. Nothing yet. Hopefully, we're going to have another guest on, Deanna Mertz-Nagel, who will be talking about her online therapy that she's doing. That should be in a couple of weeks. So check the schedule and check back for that. Man, oh man, the switchboard is still loading. So anyway, a lot of dead air and bad radio here. I was very excited to get Cedric and Michelle scheduled for this program, and we're really looking forward to it. Wow, still waiting for my switchboard to load. But hang in there, and if you're listening to this on podcast on demand, hopefully you'll be able to fast forward to the meat part of this program. So hopefully you're hanging in there. Hopefully Michelle and Cedric are hanging in there. Hopefully David's on the line. I can't see until I see my switchboard, which is showing some change and some progress. Hopefully it's coming up. You might look at this program as a mystery. Is the switchboard going to load? Oh man, oh man, oh man. So, okay. Ah, all right. So, I'm turning on everybody's mic. Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
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 Michelle?
Yes.
Michelle?
Jim? Yes. Well
Have you
done.
been
Well
listening to
done.
me?
Fantastic.
The miracle of modern technology.
You're right.
Calm under all circumstances.
Yes. Hey, listen, welcome. Sorry about that.
Great to be connected.
Yes.
You did well there with carrying the monologue.
I one time I couldn't get my switchboard open at all way back when, and I just talked for half an hour. I never thought I could do that. So
Yeah, now you know.
now I know. Let me see if this is David. David, is that you? Okay, that's not David. Maybe this is David. David, is that
This is
you?
David.
Hi, David.
What do you mean, is that me?
Well, I've got a bunch of people up here on the switchboard calling in. I had to make sure which one was you. So let me start with Michelle and this is Cedric and Michelle. This is David Sanford,
Hi there.
Hello.
a couples therapist. Let's start out with how did this program come about? How did you conceptualize this and what was the germination of this?
Well, e-counseling, the field of e-therapy, started in the mid-90s with people doing the equivalent of private practices. And in the turn of the century, at the turn of the century, in 2000, it came into the world of EAP. That stands for Employees Assistance Programs. And it was the third phase of the options that clients have. The first being the traditional in-person, then telephone counseling was invented. It took a while to get accepted, with the questions of, you know, how can you do counseling when you don't actually have the person in your office? And now telecounseling's completely taken for granted. And the third phase was e-counseling with all the same questions. And in the past 10 years, it's gained enormously in credibility. And I think we're doing it on the largest scale and scope in the world right now. But the real genesis of e-counseling is when I was 7 years old and I asked my mom if I could sail boats in the bathtub, and she said no.
Yeah.
Then I wrote her a letter and slipped it under the door asking for permission and doing the contracting for safety that I wouldn't mess up the bathroom, and then she gave me permission. So that's my story about the power of letter writing. And
wow, that's the driving force behind e-counseling.
Yeah, the genesis. Because we base it on the old-fashioned art of letter writing. We're recovering that. And Michelle is doing cases.
That's the power of the written word?
Yeah. The letter writing goes back far, you know, far before the advent of email. There was always letter writing. And even Freud did cases by correspondence. So, in a way, we've come full circle reinstituting letter writing. And Michelle is doing cases every day as well as supervising, so she can talk a little bit about her hands-on experience. Michelle? Did she drop out?
Hello, Michelle?
Did we lose her?
I don't know. I don't see where she is. Her mic is open. She's still supposedly there.
Oh. Okay,
well,
Michelle,
then...
Hello?
Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can
you
hear
us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can. Can you hear us?
Yes. Okay, excellent.
Okay, good.
So far, we've only lost 1,000 of the 10,000 people on this thing.
9,000 left.
So I just did a handoff to you, Michelle, talking about your experience, you know, on the front lines. Pun intended, with your experience of doing cases every day and what that's like for you.
About the genesis, Jim, you had brought up, like, how this developed and how it came into the EAP.
Right.
Maybe I could talk for a second about how I ended up starting with e-counseling in 2003. And I started with Chappelle FDI in 2002. And I remember hearing about this e-counseling that they were doing, and Cedric was giving a presentation on that as we got to know different aspects of the company. And I thought to myself, I want that. That sounds absolutely fascinating. It brings together my love of writing, reading, literature, metaphors, counseling, therapy, everything together. And so basically I pursued him for about a year. In non-written form, in very person form.
A little bit better.
Hello?
Keep going.
Okay. And in person form, and we ended up,
I have to call you back,
it took about a year as the service was growing, and then I started in 2003. And it's been great ever since. So it's actually particularly interesting to have that balance between supervision, being there for English and French counselors, and seeing so many cases of theirs and also having my own cases every single day.
How many cases do you think you guys have done now? Do you have a ballpark figure of how many people have actually used e-therapy, EAP with Chappelle FGI?
Since its inception?
Yeah.
Well, good question. An excellent question. Cedric?
Okay, with no answer. You know, I actually...
30 to 40,000? That's a huge range. But
yeah.
What would you say, around 40,000, Cedric? Cedric?
Hey, Cedric, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, how many do you...
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was saying that we're up to about 10 to 12,000 cases a year.
Mm-hmm.
After starting from zero, from one case in 2000, and it's been a steady growth curve. We've been calling it 21st century EAP because it's so convenient from the client's point of view without appointment times.
Right.
And just to clarify, we're not doing live sessions. We're doing an exchange of messages on a web board in a string on a very secure site. So we can see in this episode why we wouldn't do live sessions. There can be technical difficulties, and we wouldn't want to to drop a client for technical reasons in the middle of a session.
Right.
And we don't want to replicate the live sessions they can do by phone or in person. So this restores contemplative time. They have time to sit in the privacy of their own homes, even when the issue is hot and it's happening in the middle of the night. If they can't sleep, they can go to the computer and start virtually talking to a counselor, and then two business days later they hear back from the counselor. That's the basic structure.
So let's talk about that. You brought up a couple of... Go ahead, Dan.
Can I ask a question here, Jim? Is that all right?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
I'm really interested in what each of you would say is the particular strength of e-counseling. And maybe if something comes to mind with a little bit of illustration of a particular... of a particular relationship with a client that illustrates what that particular strength is.
Okay, I have a great illustration for you. Ready?
Yep.
So what's the difference between a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and an e-counselor or e-therapist?
I'll bite. What is it?
The psychologist is a blind man searching in a dark basement for a black cat. The psychiatrist is a blind man searching in dark basement for a black cat that isn't there, that doesn't exist. And the e-counselor, same situation, blind man searching in a dark basement, except there's a pure white cat in his sun porch, and hearing the purring of that cat, He finds it. Yeah. Oh, wait a second. I got it wrong. The blind man has a guide dog, and the guide dog was able to lead him to the pure white cat. So
okay.
the pure white cat is, to answer the question, David's question, is the essence of the person beyond the layers of dysfunction or the what we call the problem saturated story. What online therapy allows is a heart-to-heart dialogue that takes place behind the scenes of personalities, and it can be a much more direct, cut-to-the-chase kind of relationship, which frees up the psyche. So we get to the very thought processes of a person tend to emerge in writing, and the true nature of a person, it's amazing how that can emerge in just a handful of back and forth exchanges. So when people ask, how can you do it without all the visual cues or everything that's part of an in-person relationship, the response is that can be an advantage in this way. That's a sort of a pure form of communication or relationship where a lot of other stuff is stripped away, and there's a heart-to-heart or soul-to-soul dialogue that's possible. That can be very deep and essential. So for me, that's the big strength of the medium. And we have, the thousands of client feedback forms where the clients talk about that, how they're amazed at how intimate can be or how close they felt to the e-counselor, how well the e-counselor knows them without ever having met. And it's because it's that it has all the advantages of an introspective interior exploration, but at the same time you are in a relationship and getting feedback. So, yes, I hope that describes what I feel is the strength.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's great, and I think that's been my experience as well on the other side of it in terms of being a counselor. Michelle, do you want to speak to that issue in terms of some of the advantages or strengths of e-counseling?
Sure. To add to what Cedric was talking about, for myself, day after day, what I see is a disinhibition effect that happens with e-counseling in terms of the text-based bonding. There's a sense for the client of no need to save face, so to speak. And in doing that, not only do I find that they tend to express and expose parts of themselves that they might not as readily, they might, but they might not as readily in person because of concerns of feeling judged or feeling on the spot, which is other feedback we've heard from clients, you know, that they really didn't feel judged, they really didn't feel on the spot, and that for them was a huge strength for e-counseling, that they just feel a lot more comfortable and free to own the process of self-disclosure, which leads, therefore, to the cut-to-the-chase issue identification that Cedric was just talking about. If somebody's writing us at the beginning, they're completing their registration form, they're talking to us, they're really cutting to the chase. They're not going to send us 10 pages of around the issue. They come directly to the issue, and that is a huge strength for e-counseling, and it also enables us, and as you've seen in your own experience, Jim, I think as well, for us to start becoming aligned with the client very quickly, almost immediately from our first exchange with them.
Yeah.
Right. One of the things I found is that clients, a number of clients have said in the feedback forms that they wouldn't have sought out counseling any other way. That this was a safer way for them to approach it. And some of them approach it tentatively, and some of them, you know, go in full force. But there are a lot of them, and I had a client who had speech problems and said that he wouldn't. You know, he wouldn't have gone for counseling because he was embarrassed and didn't feel like he could communicate as well because of his speech problems.
Right. Yeah, there's many reasons.
Can I comment? Jim?
Go ahead.
Hello?
David, go ahead.
Talking to me, Jim?
David, yes, go ahead.
One is that I can remember an experience when I was much, much younger when I spent some time at a yoga community above Taosin, New Mexico. And there was a Indian man there, teacher. His name was Haridas Baba. And he had been taken a vow of silence so long ago at that point that he probably, his vocal cords wouldn't work at all. But he had a little chalkboard that he hung around his neck. And when people asked him questions, and they always asked of an essential nature, I mean, there was nothing frivolous about this. When people asked him questions, he would write, obviously, a very short response on his little chalkboard. And I'm reminded of that because I think what I'm hearing from the two of you is that conducting a counseling session in writing has an advantage in terms of getting to the essentials.
Right.
Is that a proper connection?
We actually, we don't have time to go, you know, deeply into them now, but we've worked out 18 therapeutic benefits that people can experience in this medium that they might not have or experience in person. So, yes, absolutely.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the essential quality, absolutely.
But I can give you one example of an outstanding therapeutic benefit by virtue of the fact that the clients are writing. So no matter how mired they are in their difficulty, their presenting problem, the very act of writing is that step back where it awakens the witness the witness consciousness, the ability to observe yourself and not have your nose so pressed to the glass, so to speak, you know, emotionally. You know how identified clients get with their problem or their dysfunction or even the diagnosis. The fact that they're writing about it and we become co-authors with the client on a shared transcript, that in itself, even without the content, without the guidance, is very, very therapeutic. Because if you mention that guru, then you're familiar with the witness, which is the first step in psycho-spiritual health, to awaken the witness, and our service awakens the witness by definition. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes.
I think it's
a particular kind of encounter with yourself, I would think. I mean,
yes.
It's obviously the client has a relationship with you, but it sounds to me even more significant that the client has a relationship with herself or himself. And you get to hear about it in a way.
Exactly. And then, we're sort of the temporary voice of wisdom within them. And when the case reaches closure, we remind them that that voice that they've been imagining outside of them, like the counselor or therapist voice, as you know, in this medium, it's been very much with them all along.
And to add to that, it's something that they can take with them.
Yes.
So not only do they have the witnessing, the distancing that happens when they're writing from the presenting problem, mm-hmm. there's a growing awareness and mindfulness that also happens when they're writing. And when, you know, like you mentioned before, there's the self-awareness piece, and there's also the piece of the communication and correspondence with the e-counselor. And these are words that the client can take with them forever.
Yeah.
So we've had examples of people coming back to us and saying, you know, in feedback forms, I've printed them out, I've gone back to them numerous times, and how helpful they find those words to remind themselves for whatever situation they may find themselves again in the future. They can remind themselves that they've been through difficulties before in the past and they can make it again. They remind themselves of their strengths and they remind themselves of those essential qualities that they have.
Yes, David, I have this great quote direct from a client. So this is a client's words that we have permission to pass on. So this is a quote on the feedback form. And the client says, I find the process of writing in these interview sessions, that's our name for the approach is interview. So I find the process of writing in these interview sessions a form of healing. Emotions transform when I key events onto this screen. And I begin to awaken from a self-absorbed or selfish state. Thank you for being on the other side of these notes. Looking forward to your interviews. So that's like the client talking about the medium itself being a transformative vehicle for them in the process. So
yes.
Wait a minute. We are rapidly running out of time. We have just over a minute left. Yes. What?
It's going so quickly.
I know. It went way too quickly. And I have so many other questions and so many things to talk about. But we're gonna have to wrap up. I wanted to ask you more about, because I know you've got lots of data about, you know, how this has helped people and how it's helped companies because people didn't take time away from work. But we don't have time to get into all of that. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, you're having an episode with Deanna Nagel, and she's one of our e-counselors, so she can continue the discourse.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent, yeah.
Yeah.
So, need to say goodbye to you guys, and thank you very much for meeting with us today. I thought it was terrific. David, do you have anything to say in closing in 10 seconds?
It was a pleasure to meet you both. We just forgot, and really, Jim, can we arrange a continuation?
That'd be great.
He'll write the rest on his chalkboard.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye for now.
And now here's Megan Jo Wilson to take us along.
God bless.
night time.